Unit 30B. Activity 3.
Hello, Mr. Brennan. Thank you for answering my questions about car safety systems.
You're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me. So, what would you like to know?
Well, first, what were the major changes in car safety in the last years?
Well, after decades of focus on passive safety, like using safety belts and more airbags to protect people when their cars crash, the new push is for active safety, which is supposed to keep you from crashing in the first place.
Like automatic emergency braking and forward collision warning.
Exactly. The level of safety technology in new cars is impressive. Adaptive cruise control makes sure that your car slows down with traffic. Lane departure warning technology tells you when you've strayed off course. Some cars will tell you when you doze off, while others will actually stop your car as soon as a pedestrian steps into traffic.
So, all that makes driving a lot safer, right?
Well, it's maybe not that simple. In stressful situations where drivers are easily overwhelmed, such as stop-and-go traffic or searching for an address in an unfamiliar neighborhood, electronic nannies can be a big help.
So what could be a problem then?
The downside is that people will have the impression that the vehicle will save them no matter what they do. This could lead to paying less attention when driving, since we're taught that our cars are watching out for us.
I see. So what's your conclusion?
The reliability on these systems is very high, but the technology still requires human interaction. People mustn't stop paying attention to their driving.
Right. Thank you for your time, Mr. Brennan.
My pleasure.